The music in my head swells to a crescendo, the timpani rolling like a summer thunderstorm. I push hard into the ice and turn, the wind whipping pieces of hair into my face. I position my arms for an arabesque. I look over my shoulder. I bend low at the knee, suck in a deep breath, and leap. Spin, spin, and land hard and fast to a cymbal crash only I can hear. Damn, I mutter. I wanted a triple, but once again, I missed. I wussed out at the last second and doubled it, a move that is quickly becoming my signature. And the landing was total crap. I can practically hear my mom's voice in my head, bemoaning yet another failed jump. I stand up straight and skate a wide circle around the center of the ice, with my hands on my hips, shaking first my right foot, then my left. My standard, get it together, Sloan, move. In 2 hours of practice, I only managed to get 2 halfway decent triples, and both times I was sure I was going to snap my leg in 2 with the force of the landing. The fear I've had since I started practicing again a few months ago is becoming more and more real. I lost it, and it's not coming back. I execute a low, fast camel at dead center ice, as if the physics of the impossibly fast spin will send the fear and doubt flying out into the empty seats above me. I straighten up from the spin, a little bit dizzy, and am immediately annoyed that I didn't spot properly, something I learned to do when I was just 6 years old. What is wrong with me? A beam of light pours down from an open door high in the last row of the stands. I see Henry shuffling down the stairs from the mezzanine level in his standard-issue jeans and threadbare wool sweater. His gray hair peeks out from a black wool beanie, and I wonder, as I often do, if it's the same one he's been wearing since I started at this rink when I was 5, or if he replaces it every few years. Even though it's a balmy 82-degree Washington, D.C. day, Henry wears long pants and wool year-round, and he's never without his hat. I guess that's what comes of a lifetime maintaining an ice rink. He makes his way down the stairs until his nose is nearly pressed up against the glass that surrounds the rink. I pick up the pace and go for 1 last triple, just for him. I barely land and have to step out of it a half second after I hit the ice, but Henry applauds anyway. "Hey there, little bit," he calls to me, his pet name for me from back when I actually was a little munchkin of a skater. He doesn't care that now that I'm 5'4", one of the taller skaters out there, and 16 years old, the name no longer applies. "It's closing time. Off the ice." Henry may be my biggest fan, but he's also a stickler for the rules. I skate toward him, then throw a hard hockey stop like James taught me when I was little. The blades give a satisfying shick across the ice as I skid to a stop inches from where Henry stands. "Okay, okay, I'm going." I'm breathing hard from the last jump, which was probably 1 too many for this session. I can feel my thighs starting to turn to jelly. He just shakes his head and smiles, then opens the little door to let me out of the rink. "Don't you have school tomorrow?"
"School's out, Henry," I say. "Last week."
"So I guess I better get used to shooing you out at closing for the next 3 months, huh?"
"Nope," I reply. "In fact, this is the last you'll see of me, Henry. I'm off to Montreal in the morning."
"They shipping you off to some fancy finishing school or something?"
Henry chuckles. He likes to pretend I'm some prim and proper lady, circa 1955, and I like to pretend like I'm some kind of rebel skate punk. He's a little closer to the truth than I am. Worse. Skate camp. 4 intensive weeks of training with former Olympians, surrounded by more than 50 promising young athletes, I say, quoting the brochure. A fate worse than death, I'm sure. For someone who's here every dang night, isn't skate camp the perfect summer plan? Here, the only person I have to impress is you. And you've been clapping for me since I first learned to skate backward, I say. You put too much pressure on yourself, he says. He lays his heavy hand on my shoulder. It ain't a big deal. Either you love it or you don't. Either you can do it or you can't. And kid, I've been watching you for years, and I know you can do it. The question you gotta figure out is, do you love it? It's a wonder my jelly legs don't collapse beneath me immediately. Henry knows the question is way too big for me, though, and he doesn't even wait for an answer.